Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. A Queensland road safety advocate, Rod Hanafy, says car drivers need to be better educated on etiquette around trucks. He says around 80% of truck and car crashes are caused by car drivers, yet little's been done to better people's knowledge and behaviour.
You know, we as truck drivers drive cars, but many car drivers don't drive trucks, therefore they have no awareness or understanding of our limitations.
It follows calls for urgent upgrades to the Bruce Highway north of Gympie after last week's triple fatal crash involving two trucks. Police are still investigating the cause. The Senate will today vote on an inquiry regarding the impending shutdown of the 3G mobile network. Queensland One Nation Senator Malcolm Roberts says 3 million devices, including medical alarms, are likely to be affected, especially in regional areas like the Wide Bay. Further, saying 740,000 4G customers will be unable to access 000. Senator Roberts is urging the federal government to support the inquiry. The country's best respiratory experts say the federal government must quickly and completely rid the state of vapes. The Vaping Reforms Bill, currently making its way through Parliament, will ban the manufacture, commercial possession and import of disposable vapes. Professor Matthew Peters is one of the 1,600 health professionals attending a lung and respiratory science conference this week. He says vapes are harmful, addictive and have no place in society.
Out of ignorance, we made the mistakes 80 or 90 years ago in relation to smoke. We know so much more about vapes now that we just cannot replicate that error. We need to act on vapes long before the bodies start piling up.
And finally, over 50% of World Heritage seagrass habitats are highly vulnerable to sea surface temperature increases and marine heatwaves, according to a new study. James Cook University scientists have found global seagrasses have dwindled by 19% since 1870. They say better management strategies are necessary for the survival of the vital ocean flora.